It's Monday, the 6th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Development Workshop Namibia has set up a relief fund to help families who lost their homes and belongings in recent floods. The organization is asking for donations from individuals and groups to support affected communities. The funds will be used to rebuild homes in safer areas, strengthen buildings, and provide essentials like clothes, bedding, school books, and temporary shelter. Country Director Jessica Brown has more.
Development Workshop is one of the largest NGOs in the country, and we already work across 20 towns and with a mandate to support informal settlements and to support the eradication of informal settlements, but also to work with those communities living in the informal settlements. We want to be able to very quickly respond to this and help to get people back on track. So we are asking fellow Namibians to please make a financial donation. We are also very closely partnered with organizations in the informal settlements, and our own community outreach workers based in informal settlements are currently on the ground doing needs assessments to get a clear picture of where the highest need is in terms of the support and how this support should be tailored.
January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. It's the fourth most common cancer in women globally and the second most common in Namibia. Cervical cancer affects women between 15 and 45, but it's preventable. Here's the CEO of the Cancer Association of Namibia, Rolf Hansen.
A cervical examination is the way to go, whether it be a VIA, visual inspection with acetic acid, a traditional cytology or a HPV test. All three of these can truly help to save lives. It's not necessary that our women are dying from cervical cancer, and it is the most preventable, most screenable, and treatable form of cancer. Don't get left behind, women of Namibia. Get screened today, and let's fight cervical cancer in our country. It's the right thing to do.
South Africa's government is monitoring the situation in China using its event-based surveillance. China is experiencing a rise in respiratory illnesses, particularly the flu and human metapneumovirus, or HMPV. SA's Department of Health spokesperson Foster Mohale says it's the normal respiratory season in China, but with a later start than expected.
In South Africa, we will continue with our routine surveillance and public health communications and act on any new information or alerts. Therefore, there's no need for public to panic, and the department, working closely with the NICD, will keep the public up to date as and when there are new developments.
Fighting between the Congolese army and the M23 rebels has intensified in the territory of Masisi in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo, forcing thousands of people to flee their homes. Chris Ochamringa has more from Kinshasa.
Heavy gunfire and explosions rocked the territory of Masisi as Congolese forces fought with the M23 rebels in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The clashes have displaced thousands of people in the region. The Congolese army and the allied militias have been trying to dislodge the rebels from areas they control, but they have met with stiff resistance. The DRC government and UN experts accused Rwanda of backing the rebels, but Rwanda has denied the charge. The fight has escalated following the collapse of talks aimed at signing a peace deal between the DRC and Rwanda.
And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said he hopes to see a ceasefire deal in Gaza signed within the next 2 weeks.
Arriving in South Korea as part of his final overseas trip as America's top diplomat, Secretary Blinken said the Biden administration was, quote, very much wanting to bring this over the finish line in the next 2 weeks in the time we have remaining. His comments come amid reports the Biden administration is reportedly renewing its efforts to get a deal done before President-elect Trump returns to the White House on January 20. Ceasefire talks have been held in recent days in Doha, with Israeli media reporting cautious optimism that a deal could be close. Trent Murray, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.